Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back. National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, your mob. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Susan Naden, Bungari Aboriginal Association CEO, and talk about how they are delivering First Nations Family Dispute Resolution Service in Central Coast, Newcastle and Hunter regions. And on the line we have Susan. Very good morning, sister. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Susan.
So I'm a proud Yuin woman from in New South Wales, but I've been raised and live on Darkinjong country on the central coast of New South Wales.
Beautiful. Lovely footprint. Thank you very much for sharing. Look, congratulations. Talking about it, delivering First Nations Family Dispute Resolution Services in Central Coast, Newcastle and Hunter regions. So tell us about this this platform, my sister.
So this is one of the new services that are under the outcomes for closing the gap where they're diverting Aboriginal services out to Aboriginal community-controlled organisations for Aboriginal people, as you know. And the Family Dispute Resolution Services is one of those services. So Bungari is one of nine organisations across the country to get this service. So I think four in New South Wales were successful in the tender, two in Queensland, two in Western Australia, and I'm not sure where the ninth is located. But yeah, the opportunity to do this service and to the reason why we tendered for it is that it would essentially assist, as we stated, the ability to assist Aboriginal people, you know, with, you know, and particularly children at the end of the day.
So it's a type of mediation, is it, Susan?
Care agreement. Yes, yeah, it's definitely a mediation. So under New South Wales Family Law Act, you're required to actually attend a family dispute resolution service or practice to come up with care arrangements as part of the separation or divorce proceedings before you can actually lodge to the family law court for child custody arrangements.
Look, it gives an opportunity really for families to talk and a platform to do so, to converse, to yarn about it before making the big decisions and come to a compromise, so to speak, for all.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and to also see if there's any other, you know, that things that they can be helped with too, to other supports and other services, programs that can support the family through any, you know, family breakdown, or if there's any way that it could be supported to be resolved to stay together as well. So it does afford to sort of allow us to, well, you know, to the team and the dispute resolution team to actually have somebody there that can listen to them and feel that they, you know, as you know, systemic you know, historical sort of factors around people not wanting to go to these things because they think they'll automatically get mandatory reported or, you know, things like that, that they can be assured that they come with that, you know, to have somebody there to help them through understanding the processes, to know what, you know, they can do, what they can't do, you know, what's in the best interest of them, help them navigate that whole sort of unknown territory. Is that, you know, people are going through a family breakdown, there's, you know, there's high emotions involved, there's, you know, all of those sort of things. So to have somebody that can help them navigate that and to come to what's in the best interest, not just for themselves but the family dynamic and the care of the children and arrangements for the children moving forward is what we're trying to hopefully see, is that families can still have access to their children. The other thought for us too is that the high male or Aboriginal male suicide rate is also a lot to do around lack of family access and having that care and access to families after a family breakdown is also on the forefront of our minds as well, is that how do we how one thing can impact multiple and get some good outcomes where it can still sustain a family within a dynamic that, you know, children can still have get care and access from both parents.
Well, it gives a platform to help break down barriers and put logic at the table and control emotions in regard to the sensitivity of it all, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, we're really sort of, because Bungaree Aboriginal Association is a large multi-service agency, we deal with from birth to death services as well. So, you know, we have a housing and homelessness team. Mm. We have a Youth Frontier, which is Young Offenders Program. We have a child protection team, a disability services, aged care, transport, and we own our own property, so we're a community housing provider as well. You know, and we do other service contracts around with Central Coast Local Health District and other places as well. So this sort of fits within the dynamic of what we offer to try and assist our most disadvantaged and vulnerable, but to also help them navigate to better choices, better outcomes and other services, and whether they're health services or other support services as well. So this program fits within the dynamic of, you know, the things that we try to do is try to be preventative, try to get people and support them to get better outcomes with their life, regardless of where they're headed or what their pathways are So, yeah, so we're actually quite happy to get this, and we're working in partnership with Interrelate, which is a large mainstream service, but also do the family dispute resolution services as now, and they have a lot of children and family programs and services, so we're seeking to partner with to get access to some of those really good services that families can help build better relationships, whether it's together or whether it's apart, but that's the ultimate goal.
Exactly. And Susan, congratulations, Bungaree Aboriginal Association. You've been the CEO. Look, a one-stop shop. You've got so many services under the one umbrella, so to speak. So very proactive. And here we have now a fantastic opportunity for a family to resolute and have a conversation and break down barriers. But look, congratulations. And thank you very much. You there? No, I've lost her. That's Susan. Susan Naden. She's the CEO of Bungaree Aboriginal Association, and talking about their first ever family dispute resolution services, and that's in Central Coast, Newcastle and Hunter region. Look, fantastic. One-stop shop is what I was saying in the work that they're doing, Bungaree Aboriginal Association, and the CEO there, Susan Naden, having a daily yarn, and just excited about having this resolution platform, family dispute resolution platform as well. So fantastic. Have you say your mob, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, and I'll just check, and I'm thinking I've just got Susan back there. Susan, you there? Hello, Susan.
Yeah, hi, you there?
All good. I was just saying congratulations in the work that Bungaree Aboriginal Association, the work that you're doing there, one-stop shop, so many services, and now adding to that family dispute resolution services. So, look, congratulations. Thank you for the yarn, and all the best to your team there. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll yarn soon, Susan.
Okay, thanks very much.
Take care, Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly Yarn. Susan Naden, her name is, and CEO of Bungaree Aboriginal Association. And look, working for our mob down there, all the Koori mob, a big shout out there. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Come here, little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take a flop boat, go TI, I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles Beach, if not, say see you won. If I know low boat, I low dinghy. You are cheap on island too. If you look sea white from long way, you savvy me fly, you cruising through. Whoa, yo, 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 come ya, little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady. I go take a flip rainbow to go to tea. I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow fashion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles, if not, say see you more. I love dinghy, you watch Van Allen too. If you look sea white from long way, you saw me fly, you're cruising through. Whoa, yo, 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 come, your little bro, bro, come, yeah, you run, go tell my lady. I go take off the boat, go TI, I won't be back till Friday. I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles, if not, say see you off. Come here, little bro, bro, come ya, you run, go tell my lady.
Tell my lady.
I go take a flip boat, go TI, I won't be back till Friday.
Till Friday.
I'll buy your favorite chicken island rooster, one cotton blow passion pop. So if you wait for me, Los Angeles, if not, say see you off. So if you wait for me in North Sand Beach, if not, say see you off. Say see you off.
Hey, you used my boat last. No petrol. Where's the petrol? Ah, oh, we're stuck now. Ah, I'll have to swim.
Come on, guys, hit the eye of the seal. Yeah! Here we go.
We are the boys in the wild and the road. Fly, girl, you love, fly. Come on, seals, fly on home. Fly, girl, you love, fly. All the way from the Yarra. Fly, go you love, fly. Who you are in
Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk flag, your big yarning shirt, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Deadly Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call That Number, Yarning with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Gingy Country, as BBM Bumbleboot Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong. You're looking at the top news for today's headlines. What have we got? US banking crisis could force RBA rate pause. A massive downshift in the market pricing of policy interest rates by the Federal Reserve has flown onto the Australian market after collapse of three regional US banks. Even with inflation still well above central bank targets in Western economics, financial markets are fast giving up on their long-held expectation for further rate hikes and pivoting to expected cuts. Other news here, Peter Dutton says Coalition would support NDIS cuts to pay for AUKUS submarines. Liberal leader offers bipartisan backing for sustainable savings for the Next Generation Defence Scheme. Other news here is world's first flexible export limits are coming to rooftop solar. Here's how it works. In the country with the highest uptake of rooftop solar and in the state with the highest rate of solar panel ownership lies the coastal suburb of Hallett Cove. A fixed cap on rooftop solar exports mean the electricity network is being underutilised in order to avoid rare moments of congestion. A South Australia trial of flexible export limits found households could export vastly more energy, and the technology will be rolled out around the country, experts say. Other news here, we got leave court with your baby. Second woman are ejected from trial after breastfeeding. How disgusting is this? A country court judge who sparked the ire of mothers when he asked a breastfeeding woman to leave has again ejected a mother and her baby. A second breastfeeding mother has been ejected from hearing in a high-profile court case after judge labelled her crying baby a distraction. On Tuesday, country court judge Mark Gamble ejected a woman who entered the courtroom shortly before the hearing started. Her baby was heard crying in the courtroom after the hearing had begun. So there is the news for today, the headlines. Yarn up strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Love to hear your headlines, and that deadly number here is 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my people, Aboriginal people across the land, don't forget what we're fighting for. They took us away from family, set us up
Daily track, that's Chris Phillips, my people here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Gingy Country. That's BBM Bumbleboot Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong, your mob too, Daily. All right, now new data reveals insight into a detrimental impacts of prescription drug addiction. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Ruth Limkin, CEO at the Banyans Healthcare, and talk about this situation. On the line, we have Ruth. Very good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Where are you based, Ruth?
Down in Brisbane, so on Gubbi Gubbi land.
All right, beautiful. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So data from the Banyans Healthcare reveals more than 10% of their lifetime inquiries have been related to prescription medication, including benzodiazepines. Break my jaw trying to pronounce it. But talk to me. Thank you, my dear. Thank you. So tell us about this insight into detrimental impacts of a prescription drug addiction.
Yeah, so, you know, Trevor, often people get prescribed medication, whether it's pain medication or antidepressants or something like that, and they get prescribed them for really legitimate reasons. They might have had some surgery or been in a car accident. And no one ever sets out to get addicted to this, but what can happen is some people particularly might have a biological predisposition to be addicted, and they end up finding themselves addicted. And that creates a lot of really negative health effects and also a range of other effects for people.
How do we police this as such, Ruth? How do we keep abreast of it all?
Yeah, so I think it's really helpful to be aware of loved ones and family and friends. And if you're noticing that they seem to be going to the doctors a lot or pharmacies a lot, or you notice a lot of empty medication packets around, or perhaps a bit of a change in personality and mood, to be having a chat to people and saying, hey, do you think you still need to be taking that medication? Should we be getting that checked out?
So shouldn't be the communication going on with the patient and the doctor?
Absolutely. There should definitely be a lot of communication. Yes. You know, sometimes when people end up getting addicted, they'll try and find a range of different doctors.
Okay,
so
yeah.
It's hard for doctors because they're often very rushed, and but it's a really important relationship, that patient-doctor relationship.
Well, if the addiction is there and the patient is addicted and not sort of admitting to it, well, they'll dance around it, wouldn't it, just to get the prescription? Would they not? You there, Ruth? Ruth. Oh, I lost Ruth there. That's Ruth Limkin. She's the CEO at the Banyans Healthcare. And we're just talking about the new data reveals insight into detrimental impacts of a prescription drug addiction. We'll try and get it back and continue that conversation. But that's what I'm picking up. Yeah, when you're addicted as such, well, people who are on addiction don't want to admit to the fact. And so they would, I would think, would dance around it when they're talking to the doctor. The doctor needs to communicate with the individual. But we'll try again with Ruth. Ruth, you there, sorry?
Yes, I am.
Lost you there. I was just saying, Ruth, in regard to the communication, with people on addiction who have an addiction, sometimes when communication or having a conversation with their doctor, they would dance around it.
Exactly, because sometimes it's really confronting to realize that you have become addicted to something. So it's hard to admit it to yourself and to your doctor and to your family sometimes.
Well, when we're talking about prescription, it's medication that's alleviates the pain, so to speak. And we don't know if the pain is there, even when the doctor's asking the question. And if they dance around it, well, the pain is still there, so I'll prescribe more medication.
That's right. And, you know, some of the medication's really strong and you can get addicted to it quite quickly and easily.
So it's very important that the family and friends have an open mind and open heart and look at the situation and, talk it down if that is the case, you know. Because the goal is to be off prescription and have a better life, that we don't have to rely on prescription, yes?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that whole approach of being non-judgmental is a really important one, and just help people feel really accepted so they can start that journey towards getting better.
Well, it's good we're talking about this, and we are all in this together, supporting each other. Thank you very much for the yarn there, and all the best to you, Ruth. And we'll yarn soon. You take care, eh?
Sounds great. Thanks, Trevor.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn. That's Ruth Limkin, her name, and CEO of the Banyans Healthcare. And we're talking about the new data reveals insight into detrimental impacts of prescription drugs and the addiction of it. So that's very important that we have an open mind and look at our family and friends and look at the situation. They're taking prescribed medication and just take note of it, you know. I mean, the pain's there, but if they can get off the prescription and let the human body do its thing, it's all better for the family and the individual, the patient, and there's no addiction going on. Team effort, you mob. Have you seen Yan Up Strong? 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Queensland, I've been to New South Wales. I've been to Queensland, I've been to New South Wales. Makes no difference where I go, I get that old TI blues. I've been to Adelaide, I've been to Darwin too. Canberra doesn't thrill me, even Perth gives me the blues. I'm going back to TI, back to the place where I belong. And no dragon's gonna get me as long as I have you. You need the fancy clothes wherever you may go. Folks will always greet you with a smile and say hello. I'm going back to TI, back to the place where I belong.
Yeah, the beautiful voice, Aunty Cindy Drummond. Big shout out, Aunty Cindy, down there at Sydney, but North Queensland girl, of course, and Mossman Connection, Torres Straits as well. And big shout out to beautiful Aunty Cindy Drummond. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? We got Selwyn on the line. Very good morning, Selwyn. How are you?
Good, brother. You're back from overseas there, from Gunnanar.
Yeah, another country. You were down there, Tasmania. Yeah, exactly, brother.
Yeah, I don't need care. Brother, I don't feed a pet or do walk up there, brother.
Cold country down there.
No, Gunnanar.
Mornington. I was Hobart first, and then Mornington Island. Yes.
Yeah.
Or my mob there.
Brother. Yeah, just an addiction, brother. What they call it, doctor shopping, eh?
Doctor, yes.
I like Amy Winehouse song, brother. They try to make me go to rehab. Poor thing, she died, eh, brother, Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
And brother, just two jokes. One that rugby league, I think on the footy show, about if you keep doing it, you're going to go blind, about addiction. And the rugby league joke is the dad says to the son, if you keep doing it, you're going to go blind. And the son reckoned, I'm over here, Dad. Yeah, but and the other one, brother, and that was my criticism on No Peace in AMP, but no, whether people like him or love him, I love him, brother. He made me eat my words, brother. The other one was that I heard in my journey in sobriety. The father said to the son, if you keep drinking, you're going to go blind. And the son reckoned, well, Dad, can I do it long enough until I needed glasses? Oh. And drinkers are like that, brother. They continue to do it, and they go to a lot of if-onlys. Yes. But there come a time when I drink because the two blokes in mediation said, one said, I drink because my wife left. The other fellow said, well, I drink because my wife come back. And, brother, you know, a lot of Maurice fellows said, if only we had land rights, our language, and our tradition. And brother, what's steering black fellas without those things, what's steering them right in the eye, brother, is what's happening in their territory. And there are people up there that have land rights and have their language and custom and tradition, but it doesn't respect anybody. And brother, three outstanding black fellas from their territory, front man for Lucky Yendi, Rumpy and Walkabout, brother, they had trouble with that as well, so it doesn't matter. So, you know, like people, they use the excuse and like, so can I do it long enough till I need glasses? But you don't have to go right down, brother, you could jump off. And one of the things I like to leave people with, and it was from another white fellow, brother, I love that, I always care, I feel like I get clearer. I tell it to all people, even the ones still drinking, brother, I tell it to my nephews too. And his name was Blind Helen, and he's blind. But he was an alcoholic, brother. And he got sober, brother, and in his story he says, I never used my blindness from getting drunk. I shouldn't use my blindness from getting sober. And he got that message. And I think a lot of black people, they make a lot of excuses. But I think for me, when I hit my rock bottom, brother, I had no people who had to prop me up. And I didn't realize I had an addiction, because everybody else was doing it. You know, it's normal.
Yes.
And like get time to deliberately get locked up. But of course, when I had the shakes and I went through the horrors, I feel like you know, the F word, screaming for it, you know, but I had to have it. But the thing is, over a period of time, what one or two do for you, you need to get that effect, you need three or four, or you need more powerful stuff, brother. And the cheapest way, well, anything up on the gum, brother, and the metal, brother, and the metal and the monkey blood mixed together, brother, to get the addiction to progressive illness. But like I say, brother, you can get off anywhere with addiction. And again, with talent, I'm in there, brother, with blind alleys. He never used his blindness from getting drunk, and he shouldn't use his blindness from getting sober, or our blackness, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Beautiful. Coming from experience, that's someone there regarding, well, former alcoholic and came out of it. And we were just talking about addiction after having a deadly yarn there with Rube Limkin, CEO at the Banyan's Healthcare, and talking about the new data reveals insight into detrimental impacts of his prescription drug addiction. And like I said, former alcoholic, someone added to the conversation. So very important, and come from experiences, and there is light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. And I always say happiness, success is just a decision the way you mob. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416.